And now, as part of our ongoing coverage of this year's York Early Music Festival, Catherine Bott introduces highlights from a concert given in York on Monday, the 8th of July, at the National Centre for Early Music at St Margaret's Church, Warmgate. It's a concert devoted to music reflecting the life and passions of the much maligned Renaissance figure Lucrezia Borgia. The concert was given by the group Ensemble Medusa, directed by Patrizia Bovi. To introduce it, here's Catherine Bott.
Lucrezia Borgia, an infamous woman of the Renaissance, deep dyed in sin, allegedly. Whether or not she's been maligned by history, she's certainly had an eventful life, and perhaps the most telling sentence in the programme note to Ensemble Medusa's concert at the 2013 York Early Music Festival is this one. Lucrezia was truly in love with her second husband and was surely devastated when he was murdered by her brother. In a late-night candle-lit programme with the title Lucrezia Borgia, Daughter of the Pope, charismatic singer and harpist Patrizia Bovi took the stage, all in black, with the other members of Ensemble Medusa. Leah Stuttard playing the gothic bray harp, the brays adding that resonant twang to the sound, Gabriele Miracle playing hammered psaltery and percussion, and Crawford Young playing lute and the viola da mano, the Italian version of the Spanish vihuela, shaped and played like a guitar. This was an entrancing combination of sounds, and the performers were intent on rehabilitating Lucrezia Borgia by giving us a glimpse into the musical world of a cultured woman who, whatever the torrid events of her life, was beautiful and graceful, bilingual in Italian and Spanish, a woman who loved dancing and the poetry and songs written for her by men like Ariosto and Tromboncino. Telling the story of her life through the music associated with her, Ensemble Medusa divided their programme into biographical episodes, each one prefaced by the poetry of a modern writer, Valeria Molini, which Patrizia Bovi sang to fragments of music by the 15th-century composer Benedetto Garret. To convey the powerful atmosphere of this concert, just for today, I'm going to let the music speak for itself, rather than give you repeated lists of what we're about to hear. All that information is, as always, on the Radio 3 website. Let's now travel in our minds and with our ears to Rome in 1480, the year Lucrezia was born. Patrizia Bovi sings the words of Valeria Molini. Oh, may the muses grant me voice and heart enough to sing about that lady fair, the daughter of a pope and virtue's queen. But uncouth jealousy raised a great noise and craved with a desire to see her ruined.
Possa le muse darmi voce e core, sì che possa cantar di quella dama. Fulgida per beltà e per valore, figlia di papa e di virtù sovrana. Ma trista gelosia vedrà Romore e della sua ruina e bella brama. Possa il mio canto risonarsi forte come felice sorge nuova sorte. Amor, amor,
Ensemble Medusa, with Italian and Spanish music from the early life of Lucrezia Borgia, daughter of a man who became Pope. She was brought up in Rome, highly educated by the best teachers to fit her for her future role as a sort of sacrificial marriage victim. She was first given to Giovanni Sforza, who spread the earliest vile rumours about her after their marriage was annulled. The words of Valeria Molini again. Never a child, she turned an infant bride from her play early to the nuptial rite, obedient to her father, who desired her to be wed. Sad was that union. Again it was her father that removed her thence, for different plans he undertook.
Fanciulla mai non fu mai infante sposa, dal gioco tosto risponsa e si volse. Ancora era in germoglio fresca rosa, obbedì al padre che le nozze volse. Fu mesta quell'unione nebulosa, fu sempre il padre che da lì la tolse. Altro disegno andava a pare chi andò del duca dignitate calpestando.
Get you gone, gossip and envy. A line from that last song by Dufay. Sadly, they just wouldn't leave, not during Lucrezia's life or ever after. Once, briefly, she seems to have been happy in her second marriage to Alfonso of Aragon, Duke of Biscelle. She now crosses the threshold of true love. Joy and good cheer attend her like a crown.
Nuovi sponsali recano gran gioia col gentil cavalier d'Aragona. Il vero amor colei varca alla soglia, gaudio e lietezza le fanno corona. Sì, più io t'amo e più cresce la voglia dei baci tuoi e della tua persona. Dolce la guerra, son soavi d'armi che gitti nel mio cuor quando mi guardi. Non è tempo di Thank you.
Ensemble Medusa, with music that evokes Lucrezia Borgia's happiness in her second marriage. But that happiness was not to be allowed to last. After just 2 years, her brother, Cesare Borgia, had her husband murdered to clear the way for a more advantageous alliance. The titles of Ensemble Medusa's next group of pieces say it all. Death, what detains you? Never was greater sorrow. Alas, my sighs, I find no peace. Music by Isaac, Urede and Anonymous, summing up the misery and powerlessness of Lucrezia Borgia, a beautiful, rich and educated 15th century lady who might have been thought to be having it all. You're listening to The Early Music Show with me, Catherine Bott, grateful for my quiet life, given Lucrezia's story, told in today's programme in music performed by Ensemble Medusa at the 2013 York Early Music Festival. Lucrezia was only just out of her teens and had already been married twice. Grief brought her a new determination. After a lengthy period of mourning, in 1502, she chose for her third husband a man from a family that was traditionally hostile to her own, Alfonso d'Este, Duke of Ferrara. This marriage would last until her death. Neither party practiced strict fidelity, and Lucrezia had affairs both with the poet Pietro Bembo and with her brother-in-law, Francesco Gonzaga, which, not surprisingly, failed to amuse Francesco's wife, Isabella. Lucrezia's court at Ferrara may have been filled with gifted writers and musicians, and the fun and games were undoubtedly diverting, but there was malice in the air, as we'll hear now. She watches me and is so furious that she casts arrows from her hostile eyes. The beautiful Marquesa's so concerned that I might set her husband's heart alight.
Quante prove hai visto in chiaro le mie pene?
playing the coy kitten in the games and celebrations at the court of Ferrara. Music by Mantovano, Compère, and once again, Anonymous. Lucrezia Borgia, Duchess of Ferrara, gave her husband children. But 10 years after their wedding, the only child of her second marriage died before reaching his teens. The loss of her brother, Cesare, and of her greatest friend, Ercole Strozzi, only increased her melancholy, and she began to spend a great deal of time in retreat at the convent of Corpus Domini. Heavenly Mother of all courtesy, pardon the hours of dark iniquity to which I yielded, sinner that I am.
Vita io conosco.
final music for Lucrezia, two pieces by Marchetto Cara, and between them, one of the undoubted masterpieces of her time, Vergine Bella by Tromboncino, who wrote songs specially for her. Lucrezia Borgia died in 1519 at the age of 39, following complications at the birth of her eighth child. And she's been the subject of both prurient curiosity and opprobrium ever since. After Ensemble Medusa's intensely atmospheric concert in York, lit by flickering candles, I talked briefly to singer Patrizia Bovi and harpist Leah Stuttard, who were adamant that Lucrezia may be infamous, but perhaps unjustifiably so. And their performance of some of the music associated with her certainly demonstrated that she had good taste in artistic matters, even if her morals don't bear close examination.
Catherine Bott presented that Lucrezia Borgia edition of the Early Music Show, recorded at the National Centre for Early Music as part of this year's York Early Music Festival. The programme was produced by Chris Wines.